The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Connell & Company. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. 850-437-1620. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Plan ahead. Real estate. Connell & Company. They're your realtors. They're the ones that you should be calling. If you're thinking about tomorrow, thinking about selling your house, thinking about buying a house, they are your people. And this morning, they'll be sponsoring the show this morning. And their guests are here. So Will is on his way. Every once in a while, we have things that get in the way of our getting here. So we all know how that goes. So he's on his way. And in the meantime, we have James Westmark, who is here. And James is with Allstate Insurance. And Ryan, how do I pronounce that? Okay, Ryan, you need to get you on one of these microphones here. Either one will work.
Last name is Scheid.
Scheid. Okay, Ryan Scheid. And tell me who you're with, Ryan.
I'm also with Westmark & Associates. James and I work together.
Okay. So while we're waiting on Will to get here, tell us a little bit of the role that you guys play in the purchasing of a home, getting ready to purchase a home. What are some of the things that our listeners should look out for as they're trying to figure out, is this a good time to buy or sell? And if it is, what do I need to do to get ready?
Yeah, that is a great question, Meg. So what's top of everyone's mind at this point in the year is hurricane season is right around the corner.
That is true. We mentioned it yesterday. I was afraid to do it, but we got to start thinking about
it. The H word.
The H word, exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as you're looking at buying and selling a house, you want to make sure that you're getting an agent who is local and responsive, who can help make sure that things are in place, that the home is going to be in good shape to be insurable. Mm-hmm. So you can close on that sale. And then once the sale is finished, you want to be sure that the insurance has been taken care of well, so you don't have your buyers calling you in a month here in a panic. Hey, hurricane season's only 3 weeks and my insurance just canceled on me. Realtor, what do I do?
Right. Not a good scenario.
Yes, not at all a good scenario. So, there's, of course, a lot more nitty-gritty we can get into, but we are happy to help with any of your listings or your buyers. Our office is Westmark & Associates Allstate Agency on 9th Avenue across the street from Chow Time, 850-479-3111. And we can be that dependable local agent for you.
Well, that's extremely helpful, and especially in the process when you're first trying to figure out what to do. I'll be honest with you, I wasn't even thinking about hurricane season in terms of that. So, yeah, I guess that is a big factor now. Okay, so, Ryan, what is your role in all of this?
I have the same job as James.
So right up there you get. Yeah. Right, yeah, there
close
you go.
Enough?
Yes, there you
sorry
go.
About
you,
that.
That's okay.
Yeah, James and I have the same job over at Westmark & Associates. We both handle the home insurance for clients and talk about the coverages, make sure that they have what they need, especially ahead of hurricane season. It's really important that if the time comes that you need to use your policy after hurricane damage, that we've got the right coverage for you.
Well, it's tricky, too, because I was talking with someone the other day, and so often we kind of trust the person that sells us the insurance. And so I had someone on who was saying, no, you want to make sure that you read the fine print so that you know what is and isn't covered. So, for example, flood insurance is something that's usually separate from your hurricane policy. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you got that exactly. And you're so right, too, Meg, because we are the insurance professional. We're licensed and insured. But at the end of the day, what the insurance company is going to pay out are the terms in the policy, not what your agent said to you verbally.
So, yeah, you've got to really know it kind of inside out. Make sure you're covered on all fronts.
It really is a team process. Like, you as the homeowner are responsible for knowing your coverage and taking an active part in the process. And then we as the professional professionals are responsible for knowing our product and knowing what it does for you and learning your needs and, mm-hmm. and making sure that the policy is going to protect the things you value.
Now, do you get involved with the inspections prior to issuing the policy, or how does that work?
Yeah, it can work a variety of different ways. So our office, we've got several local inspection agencies that many of our customers have used that have done a great job for them. We've heard really great feedback, and we see their work often enough that we are happy to connect them with those folks and give them a list. So that's kind of helpful too. People don't have to start from scratch looking for inspections.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very helpful. Well, one of the things I encountered after Hurricane Ivan was we didn't have so much wind damage, but we had water damage that came through the windows and the roof. And so what was interesting about that was they said that our hurricane policy didn't cover that, that was flood. That had flooded through the window. Of course, I went ballistic. I said, a flood is when the water rises from the ground up, not through the windows. But no, it was an interesting point. Are there some things that you can tell our listeners to look out for like that, that maybe you have encountered over the years? I mean, the last most recent one really was Sally, but what are some things that you've discovered or kind of things to look out for?
Yeah, I think honestly the best answer would be just to have your bases covered with, there's a lot of gray area when it comes to claims and there's things that we can't really predict.
Right.
So we like to have that conversation ahead of time with the customer. So when we quote your home and we talk to you about your home insurance, we also quote your flood automatically. We talk to you about the importance of flood coverage and sort of where that can fill in the gaps where the homeowners won't cover it and vice versa. So there's a lot of different types of water damage that you can experience with a home. So we like to ahead of time, get ahead of it, educate the customer. You know, this might be on your homeowner's policy. This won't be on your homeowner's policy. You might need a flood policy for this. So, you know, best case scenario, just have your bases covered ahead of hurricane season. The flood policies are usually a lot cheaper than a homeowner's insurance. So financially, it's not that much of an extra burden to add a flood policy, and it really will give you a lot better peace of mind come hurricane season.
Well, I had the Tom Lloyd, who is the public safety director, on yesterday from Santa Rosa County.
Oh, cool.
So he was talking about you can go to their website or Scambia's website and find out if you're in the flood zone. Look and see where your property is. Become knowledgeable about whether it is a threat, because it might be something you're not aware of. And you may have lived there a couple years, no problem. We haven't had a storm.
Yes.
That's right. I mean, and then we do tend to get a little complacent around, I was thriving, so I can handle it. But you know, you got to kind of know your stuff and make sure that you're covered in all the right ways.
In the insurance world, we consider the whole state of Florida as basically one large flood zone, especially when the hurricanes come through.
That's unfortunate.
Just whether you're low risk or high risk, it's all one flood zone for
That's right.
And piggyback off what Ryan was saying, because that's a really important distinction and something that a lot of homeowners get in trouble with, in that they might be asking their realtors for some clarification on. When you look at a homeowner's policy, it has water damage included. And so you think, oh, that's any kind of water. But insurance separates water damage into kind of four really main types. You've got water falling from the sky down.
Okay, this is where I got in trouble.
Yeah.
So let's do some clarification on
this.
I would love that.
Yeah, water falling from the sky down. So a leak in your roof, a storm taking out a window and water raining in. All of those are covered under the normal policy.
Okay.
You've also got water damage inside the home, so non-weather related, like a pipe bursting or an appliance failing. And that's also covered in the policy, but sometimes that can have sub-limits. Mm-hmm. So that's a really important one to talk with your agent about and make sure you have some clarification on what the if there are any water limitations. Then the third one is water backup, coming back up through the plumbing. That's typically excluded if you have gray or brown water.
Some sort of sewage issue or something like that.
Sump pump failure or a pressure differential from a hurricane in the sewer line. That is also typically excluded unless it's added back on. So we add that on all of our policies at Westmark and Associates. Just because we've had the experience where people have that claim and it's already a mess. So we want to be able to at least give you some consolation money and make you feel better if we can't solve the whole thing. And then the fourth type of water damage is what you were talking about, Meg, water rising from the ground up. And that is excluded on your normal home insurance, even if it's caused by hurricane rains. You have ponding, like Hurricane Helene was a big one last year. Just very wet storm, was slow moving, dropped a ton of rain, and folks had water damage, even not in flood zones. But because that was water ponding and pooling from the ground up, it was considered flood, so it wouldn't be covered by your normal homeowner.
That's where I got into trouble. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly right.
Absolutely. Yeah, so all of those are really important to have that conversation with your agent. Westmark and Associates Allstate, where we really put a lot of emphasis on education. So feel free to give us a call, even if you're not a customer, if you just need some education. 850-479-3111.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We've got our experts from Westmark and Associates Allstate Insurance. James Westmark is here and Ryan Scheid. Did I pronounce
yep,
that? Okay,
got
it right. Okay. This time is being sponsored by Connell and Company, our realtors Angela Sherrill and Will Maven. Will is on his way to the studio right now, even as we speak. So this is such an interesting topic. And in terms of buying a house, looking at your policy, getting ready, I have a question. This is kind of off the mark, but so what about snow? I know that we've never had snow in 100 years. And then did you have any claims as a result of this recent snowstorm?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, that is a great question, because that is something that hitherto has not really been that
right?
much of a factor. But
right?
I'll say there are, and feel free to chime in here sure. too, Ryan, there are kind of two aspects of snow that I think are important. Number one, there are different policy forms. Mm-hmm. So you can have a basic peril form, a broad peril, or a special. And one of the delineations is providing coverage for the weight of snow and ice.
Interesting.
Yeah. So when you are getting a policy or you're looking at your policy, they're not all created equal.
Mm-mm.
Just like all cars are not the same. You could have a Lexus or a Honda Civic, and they're going to do different things for you. So same thing with your policy form. And it may not be readily apparent, which is another reason a relationship with a trusted agent is really important. Thankfully, most of the policies that we write are special forms. So they're going to automatically include that weight of snow. I think the one thing here that really got folks and snowmageddon that we were seeing is screen enclosures. So if that was extra weight on your pool screen and your screen fell through.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's a little tricky. You can insure that with a screen enclosure endorsement. And different carriers offer different limits there, and some of them will just insure the structure of the cage. Some people will insure the screen, but that's another one that, yeah, good thing to talk with your agent about and make sure if you have a pool screen that how is it covered? Is
mm-hmm.
it, how's your policy
You don't think
work?
About those things. Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
PSA to all customers out there, if you have a screen enclosure of any kind, call your agent and make sure that it's covered, because it won't be automatically. It's something that it's an endorsement we have to add on.
Absolutely. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. We have James Westmark and Ryan Scheid here with Westmark & Associates Allstate. So if you have questions for them or concerns about your insurance policies, I'm sure they can answer those questions. And you got here in the studio. Good morning, Will Maben. This whole segment is sponsored by Connell & Company, Angela Sherrill, and Will Maben. Good morning, Will. You made it.
Good morning.
We're so glad you got here.
So my week just got longer. I woke up this morning thinking, okay, today's going to be a great Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Quiet, easy Wednesday. Don't have to be anywhere special, right?
Right.
I've had that moment.
And,
oops.
I was just getting my to-do list ready to turn it into a to-done list, and
it's okay. You're here
Wednesday
now.
I've got Wednesday and Thursday to do.
You're all good. You're all good. You're here now. And we've been having a great conversation about insurance and the importance of insurance for the homeowner, particularly when you're in the process of buying.
Fantastic radio.
Don't they?
Well, thank you, Will.
They really do.
As I was rolling in, I was thinking, gosh, these guys sound good.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
You're done, Will.
Yeah. Okay. So we were talking in terms of, you know, getting ready when you're getting ready to buy a home. And of course, what came up was the idea that now we're into hurricane season, so it's even more important to make sure as a buyer, as a seller, that your insurance documents are in order.
Definitely. And know where they are. Have a plan. Emergencies happen without being scheduled, and that's why we call them an emergency. So those packets are important. You're going to need to be able to get in touch with James and say, hey, my policy number is XXXXX, and can you look me up and get me another house, James, if that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But those papers, and along with other papers, you know, your birth certificates and important documents, bank account information, Those are things that you need to have ready where you can grab at a moment and be out the door. We don't know what the emergency is going to be, whether it's flooding, like I heard about one of the four types of flooding that mm-hmm. I heard about just a minute ago, mm-hmm. or fire, wind loss. There's so many different things that can happen here in Florida. Just being prepared is the key. Have a plan.
Absolutely. You've got to have a plan.
And that's why I wanted James in today to talk, and Ryan, he brought it, Ryan in. What kind of things should we be doing as homeowners to make sure our house is ready for a hurricane? If you've been outside any in the last week, we've had some winds.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
So
and heavy rain earlier in the week.
Right. It's not hurricane force winds yet, but we've had winds. What should we be doing?
Yeah. So James and I, we've broken down the prep into three different sections. We've got what you call the physical preparation, your paperwork preparation, which you just touched on, and then the logistics preparation. And we like to remind people that the first 72 is on you, what they say. So
mm-hmm.
for the
first, it's even longer now.
Yeah,
I think
probably.
That I had the Santa Rosa, Tom Lloyd was here and was saying they really want you to be prepared to take care of yourself for a week.
Yeah. And
7 days.
I remember with Sally, I was without power for at least 5 days.
As dad, I'll tell you, be prepared to take care of your family for as long as it takes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You can't count on somebody to come bail you out in 3 days, 5 days. Your kids are going to need to eat. They're going to need those clothes. Mm-hmm. You have to be sure for yourself, not, oh, yay, I can make it 3 days while somebody doesn't show up. I mm-hmm. mean, think about what happened in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's real. Mm-hmm. And I've been in situations where, like Opal, when it hit Panama City, Destin, back in the early 90s, I wasn't able to get back onto Panama City Beach for 2 weeks. I couldn't find out wow. if my house was even there.
Oh, man.
Right.
That first 72 is optimistic.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh,
but
no, you're okay.
So go ahead with the rest of yeah. your preparation notes.
Yeah, so you want to be prepared to have to take care of yourself, mm-hmm. probably without power, for, let's say, 5 days. So first thing, keep a list so that you don't have to try to remember everything every hurricane season. Mm-hmm. Your most important things, obviously, food, water, pet food, if you have pets, hygiene products like toilet paper, things like that. Maybe buy a couple 5 gallon buckets, things for like extra water storage.
Cash.
Cash, definitely. Gas for your generator, gas for your car. A few other notes we made, propane, like for a gas grill, so you mm-hmm. could cook without power, an emergency radio. So if you don't have power, you might not be able to get your news. That'd help you get your news. Alternate energy sources, you know, batteries, flashlights, portable chargers, things like that, lanterns. And then even like mitigation things for after the damage. If you want to get some tarps, maybe some sandbags to help
smart.
With the flooding.
Ahead of time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Be prepared ahead of time. And then your paperwork work prep, you know, if you have to evacuate, you know, maybe, you know, have your ID, your birth certificate, things like that, social security card, the more harder to replace things. Know where they are. If you've got to get out of there, be able to grab them and go. Your insurance policy, definitely know where that is. Know who to call if you have any damage. If you don't have a local agent that you could go to, we would be more than happy to help you. You can call or text us. We're at 850-479-3111, and that's Westmark & Associates. And then the final part of the preparation was the logistics prep, you know, preparing the home. If you have storm shutters, you know, have those out, get those up, move the furniture, the plants inside.
Mm-hmm.
That way they don't blow away. Make an evacuation plan, you know, if it gets too bad. Kind of scope out hotels. Know where you could go.
That's true. Get the reservations ahead of time.
Fill up the car.
Find out if they're pet friendly.
Yes,
don't want to leave your pets
definitely.
Behind.
Make sure you have a full tank. And then one thing I like to do is I keep my eyes on NOAA's website. That's NOAA. They do a great job of tracking hurricanes during hurricane season. And you can see these storms, you know, when they're in the middle of the ocean. So you've got a week and a half where maybe, okay, there's something developing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll just put my eye on it now. Maybe I'll start to go get water now a week in advance instead of going to Walmart the day before and they're all out.
That's right. You want to definitely plan ahead.
So, yeah, I'm sure that we've I'm sure we've left something out, but I think that would give people a good start.
Well, one hint I have was to put water in your bathtubs.
Yes.
Fill your bathtubs up.
That's a good one.
Washing machine was another one we've heard.
Yes, yeah, that
fill
too.
Fill up the washing machine.
That's a good one. Yeah. Okay. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620, talking about insurance and with our guest from Westmark and Associates Allstate. And our sponsor here today is Will Mabin with Connell & Company and Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company. We did get a question, so I'm going to go with that one real quick. This says, hi, if my roof was blown off and interior was flooded with rain, would I need separate flood insurance for that? Thanks. Helpful show again. So
I love it. Yeah.
So there you go. One of our questions.
Absolutely. So if the roof is blown off, you have rainwater coming from the sky down. So that is included in your regular home policy. Even if it ponds in your house and you're like, oh, my roof is blown off and I've got water flooding the house, quote unquote flooding, because that water is from the sky down, it's covered under your home policy. So where the water originates is the distinguishing factor in insurance.
Okay, so that's why I would recommend, this is just me humbly saying, get a flood insurance policy just so you're covered, because
Absolutely. There's nothing worse than paying a lot every year for insurance and then having something happen and thinking you had the coverage you needed and then not having it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So one of the things I would like to talk about today is what can we do as homeowners to make our house more ready for a storm? I think of things like trees growing up real close to the building, or do you have any recommendations for that?
Yeah, so the biggest things are wind hardening features. The MySafe Florida Home is something most of us have been at least tangentially familiar with in the last year, getting money to harden your home for hurricane winds. So some of the big things there are adding clips to the rafters, to the rafter connecting them to the wall, so securing your roof down more. Hurricane shutters are another big one, having that protection for the openings of your home. But even if you can't do those big ticket items, Will, like what you were saying, those are very important. If you've got a tree that's really close to the home and you can remove it, that is a good way. One of the biggest things that people don't think about are just limbs over your roof.
Cutting those branches that are kind of rotten, and you can see they're falling down, but you haven't had time to cut them down. They're going to blow out.
And even the live ones, you know, if your tree is 8 feet from the roof, that 8 feet can disappear fast under 100-mile-an-hour winds. So, and then you've got branches scraping your shingles and adding to that wind. So making sure you have shrubbery and trees trimmed away from the house is also really important. And then most of us think of it for not wanting to break our plants or our outdoor furniture. But the other important thing about securing your outdoor furniture and potted plants is because those can become projectiles. Mm-hmm. So getting those inside in the garage or secured before a storm hits can be really important as well.
So we shouldn't be adding debris.
Correct. That is for sure.
Remove everything that might fly.
Right.
Well, it's surprising what will actually fly.
Well, that's what I know.
Those winds.
That's so true.
A lot can happen out there. So just removing anything. And I've seen a lot of people that take and throw their pool chairs in the pool.
No way.
If you're going to do that, make sure it's not a lined pool.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Gosh. That's probably not good.
They're not going to rust.
No. You do want to turn your sprinkler systems off. I learned that the hard way.
Oh.
I'm a plethora of knowledge of learning things the hard way.
Uh-oh.
You want to turn your sprinkler systems off.
That is a good reminder. There's going to be enough water coming.
Exactly. Exactly right. So we're talking this morning with our friends from Connell & Company, Angela Sherrill. I couldn't be here with us this morning, but we love you, Angela. We miss you. And Will Mabin is here with us. Angela's number is 850-232-3165. Will, what is your number in case folks want to reach out to you?
My name is Will Mabin with Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020, or you can reach me at willmabin.com.
And we are talking to James Westmark and Ryan Scheid. They're both with Westmark and Associates, Allstate Insurance, getting you ready for the big hurricane season that's coming up. This is Pep Talk. This is our expert panel this morning, 850-437-1620. Getting some questions in now, so please text them in. This is your chance to get those questions answered. Right here on Pep Talk, we'll be back right after the news. That's our theme for today on Pep Talk. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. This is Meg with Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. And this segment is being sponsored by our friends at Connell & Company, Angela Sherrill, Will Maben. Will is here with us in the studio this morning with our guests, James Westmark and Ryan Shield from Westmark & Associates Allstate Insurance. So we're taking your questions, 850-437-1620, all about, I know, getting ready for the H season that's coming up. So I do have a question. This is an interesting one that came in. I think the question, it's just written this way. Neighbor's tree hits your house and vice versa. Yes. So I think the question is, who covers what?
Well,
they didn't say the question, but I'm guessing neighbor's tree hits house, vice versa.
Yeah, that's a bit of a controversial one. But right now in the state of Florida, it's wherever the tree lands.
Really?
So if your neighbor's tree falls on your yard and causes damage to your home,
it is your
responsibility.
Really?
Yes, which kind of blows my mind. You know,
yeah.
I wouldn't think it would be that way. Now, there is a proposed bill to reverse that so that the owner's tree is the responsible party, but right now that's not in place yet. So right now, if you have a neighbor's tree that falls on your yard, it is your responsibility, unfortunately.
So if your neighbor's chair, gym set, pool chairs blows into your windows, still your responsibility, even though they didn't put the stuff away like they should have.
From an insurance standpoint, yes.
Okay.
Now, if you want to pursue a legal avenue, that is out of my field house.
Okay, that's a whole nother issue.
And I think there are some discrepancies, are some gray areas for liability that and kind of make us feel better about the tree, because I know for a lot of folks that kind of feels unjust. You're like, wait a minute, it was my neighbor's tree. But how insurance works is insurance does not protect land, which the tree comes under that. So you can't insure, parts of nature.
Gotcha.
So once the tree falls, the thing that's damaged is your house. Mm-hmm. So your policy pays for it. Once you have things like lawn chairs blowing from your neighbor, then there's some, there could be some argument of liability. So there'll be some negotiation there at that
point.
So
really the thing to do would then to be go over to your neighbors before the storm and help them put the lawn chairs away.
Absolutely.
Or help them trim that tree.
Or trim the tree, exactly.
Yeah.
Be neighbor aware for your own selfish reasons.
Very much
so. Know your neighbors for
know
sure.
Your neighbors.
Yeah, we're all in it
there
together.
Are some neighbors out there that don't want to cut down their trees.
Correct.
It creates an awkward situation.
That's so true. So we do have some questions that are coming in at 850-437-1620. Please send those in. The guys are here. They can answer just about any question you might have on insurance and making sure that your policies are current and up to date as we head into this hurricane season, especially, Will, if you are thinking about selling your home. A lot of people do sell in the spring as they're moving away. You know, I know we've got a lot of military.
The end of the school year is usually the time to move.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and that's rapidly approaching.
Right.
Right. June starts off our hurricane season, but it also starts off all the beautiful weather and the reason we all flock to this area. So, yeah, there's hurricanes, but, man, they're kind of worth it.
Mm-hmm. To make sure, you got to make sure you have everything in order. That's the main thing, and having
exactly.
that preparation.
If you're prepared for it.
Of course.
All good.
And one of the things you can do, and I'll just put in a plug for our local emergency management, where the Santa Rosa County and Escambia County both produce disaster guides every year. They have all the latest news on response, times, the different flood zones, evacuation zones, all the different things that you need to know. And we just had Tom Lloyd on the show yesterday, so they are already currently online. I'm assuming Escambia County is, if it's not, it's probably be this week or the next week that they'll have theirs online as well. So you can go there and get all kinds of answers to these types of questions. But having our insurance experts here this morning is very, very helpful. So I appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah. So I do have a hack. What I do is I buy a bunch of water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And if a storm hits the Gulf, I start putting those water bottles in the freezer. And
oh, that's a good,
freeze
yes.
freeze them up, and then slow and steady, when the power's out, I can buy myself hours with that food by basically a dry ice. And then we can always drink that water once it's melted, but it can keep the refrigerator, kind of turns it into an ice box.
That's a great idea.
Oh, that's a great idea. I've not heard that one. I've heard about doing the water just to have the water, but right. I didn't even think about the refrigerator.
Well, you put it in the freezer first.
But, of course, yeah.
Good and solid frozen, and then you can slow and steady move it.
That's a great tip. Yeah, if you have a tip, too, that you might want to share with our listeners, 850-437-1620. We're all about helping each other out here in Pensacola and getting that information out ahead of time.
Yes.
So in terms of real estate and buying and selling, how are we doing in the market right now? Just to kind of backtrack just a little bit to update everybody on that.
Well, it's an exciting time in real estate right now. You know, we're all eager to see interest rates. They've been talking about, ooh, they're going to fall, but they've kind of just hung out at the same spot.
What are we, around 6-ish?
6.73 was the last number I heard.
Mm-hmm.
So creeping in that high sixes, low sevens, depending on your lender. If those rates do change, right now we're also seeing a average number of houses on the market. Now, it's more houses than what we're used to in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
But for an overall, it's about the average number that we've had traditionally in years past. So,
well, that's a good sign.
It almost feels like there's a flood of new inventory on the market, but it's only about average.
Okay.
Right now to pre-COVID times. The worry that I have is once those interest rates drop, we are going to see just a buying frenzy on all the people who the interest rates knocked out of the market.
Mm-hmm.
And the second that starts happening, home prices start going up. Mm. And one thing you can do is you kind of date your interest rate, but you marry your house. So if you're buying the house low, like right now, you can always refinance later.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas later, if you're waiting for an interest rate to drop, well, everybody's waiting for that interest rate to drop. You're not going to buy your house cheaper. You're going to pay more for the house and maybe save a little on your interest rate. So my recommendation is get started now. Any interest rate drops will happen, and it's going to affect the market.
Okay, that's good advice. Okay, great. So we do have a question that came in for insurance agents here. So this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our friends from Connell & Company and our insurance agents, Westmark & Associates from Allstate Insurance. So here's a question. Sally came with a lot of roof claims and a lot of unhappy homeowners stating their home carrier wasn't paying out the full amount for their roof. What advice do you have for roof claims?
Yeah, so trying to get the full payout.
There was a pause there.
Roof. I was trying to think of like.
That's from Kalisha. Thank you for that question.
Yeah, trying to think of which step to talk about that, and I think maybe the biggest, certainly for us here in Florida, the biggest misconception about claims is even when they go well, they're a long process, right? Because what happens in the claim process is it's a conversation between the homeowner, the insurance company, and contractors who are doing the repairs. So you've got three parties involved. And there's some necessary back and forth, right? The damage has to be assessed. The contractor has to give an estimate how much it's going to take to fix the damage, and we can go into more detail here, but I think one of the biggest things that we as homeowners generally don't know that can become problematic and has become a problem in the insurance industry is that the payment that you get from the insurance company, that first payment is just that. It's a first payment. That's not the final figure. Mm-hmm. Just because your first payment that you receive is not enough to cover your damage doesn't mean that's all you get. Because it's a conversation process, what the insurance company is wanting to do is get money into the hands of their homeowners as quick as possible to get repair started so more damage doesn't happen. And of course, they're trying to prevent claims being overpaid. So if that first estimate is lowballed, that's normal and prevents some of the abuse of the insurance dollars, which end up with high rates and things because now companies have to recoup their costs. So that conversation can be frustrating because it takes a while, but it is actually working the way it's supposed to prevent abuses. The key is to have a good relationship with your agent and know that you can ask for supplements. So you get a check from your insurance company and your roof costs $15,000 to repair. You only get an $8,000 check. The roofer gives you an estimate for $15,000. You can take that back to your agent and say, hey, all the contractors in the area are around $15,000. I need more than this. Your agent at that point is there to advocate for you. So they can take that estimate back to the insurance company and say, hey, we need a supplemental claim. We need an additional $7,000. So the minute you get your first payment from the insurance company doesn't mean you have to go get a public adjuster. Sometimes public adjusters are needed and they provide a really good service, but there's a step in between there, and that's getting those supplemental claims. So we're here to work with you to make sure you get that roof replaced or as close as we can possibly do according to your policy.
Well, okay. Because my understanding now is there's quite a few folks that have not been able to get their roofs taken care of since Sally.
And my question, you said repair. If I repair a roof, is the insurance company going to cancel me for that? Because a lot of times a repaired roof is not the same as a replaced roof. So we would want it to be replaced so that we're not going to get canceled by the insurance company later. You can't just go putting patches on it. Not here in Florida. We need a good solid roof on
yes,
my house.
That's a really important distinction. Yeah. So when I say repair, I mean the damage erased or effectively completed. So for most roofs, it's a very low threshold of shingles that you can put back on. For most roofs in Florida, the insurance company is going to want you to replace it, and you as a homeowner absolutely want to replace it. That's what
yes. Right. We would rather replacement, mm-hmm. not repair.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
See, this is also interesting to me because this is where when you get into the fine print again. Mm-hmm. And I unfortunately, the process takes a lot longer than you want it to. When you're sitting there with your house and you want your roof repaired, you want to do it yesterday. Yeah, and so unfortunately, it does take a lot more time than that. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We are talking insurance. Homeowners, our sponsors, Connell and Company, are gracious enough to give us this opportunity to look ahead a little bit on the insurance situation. So please send in those questions and comments.
Thank you for joining us all today. This is my and Angela's show, and we started this just to try to give homeowners more information, general information on the real estate market, the temperature of how everything's going in our area, and anything relevant to buying, selling, owning, taking care of your house. It kind of falls in. So if there's anybody that you would like as far as a specialist to come in, I'm happy to call them and invite them onto our show. My name is Will Maben. My phone number is 850-261-7020, or you can reach me at willmaben.com. Also, Angela Sherrill is with Connell & Company Realty as well, and her phone number is 850-292-3165. Please feel free to reach out to us anytime. We're happy to talk to you.
Absolutely. And Angela is just a bundle of energy, so she is out of town this week. So let her know we miss her this morning because she's usually got quite a lot to say, so I always appreciate her commentary.
Oh, yes. and she'll be back.
We'll have
her next month.
Okay, that sounds good. So we are talking with Connell & Company about real estate. We're talking to our insurance experts from Westmark & Associates, Allstate Insurance, 850-437-1620. Send in your texts and questions. So as with a new homeowner, if you're getting ready to sell, sell, what do you need to do in terms of having your policies ready to make that transfer? How does that work? Is there anything that you need to do as a homeowner to make sure that everything is okay when you're getting ready to sell your home in regards to insurance?
In regards to insurance, well, as far as the buyer, the buyer's going to be responsible for their own insurance. A lot of times your insurance is paid in advance, so you will need to file a copy of the ALTA with the insurance company to get a rebate on those funds.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, the seller, maybe just have that information handy, because it's one of the number one questions that I'm asked by buyers is, what's it going to cost me to insure?
Mm-hmm.
And understandably so, because that's one of the number one things in Florida that affects your house payment, which brings me to my next question is, I'm noticing a trend of the older houses. One, I've talked about it. I own a 1972 house that it feels like it's quite expensive to insure, and I've got a new roof on it, new air conditioner, new water heater. I even put new floors in. But then I own a 2024 home, and it feels like I'm paying a fraction for better insurance. Can you tell me about that, James?
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan, you want to?
This sounds a little personal.
Oh, I've asked these questions before. Believe me.
Yeah, so that question kind of all comes down to statistics. So a lot of those home systems are what we call eligibility factors. They are what make the home eligible for coverage. Certain companies are going to look for certain ages of water heaters and HVACs. Things have to be in good order just to get the policy. But the systems, aside from wind mitigation features on the roof, don't typically translate into rate changes. So even if your systems are new, it's not going to affect the rate of the insurance. The age of your home does, and that's really just the law of large numbers. That's statistics over a lot of claims over the entire state. Statistically, older homes, even though like my home is a 1959, and that thing is solid. If you try to put some nails in the wall, you better come with a big old hammer.
And it's been there through every major storm that's hit this area for the last 66 years.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would almost dare somebody to take that thing down.
Well, okay, we don't want to go that far.
Don't ever say that on the radio.
Yeah, but you're so right, Will, because it is really counterintuitive. In some senses, you're like, this thing is built like a tank. Like, mm-hmm. It's a bunker. My insurance should be really low. But statistically, insurance companies have just had to pay out more on older homes. And it's not always from like catastrophic losses. It's things like my house has four different types of plumbing in it. So every kind of plumbing change that the industry has made since 1959, as the home changed, it's been added in. So that's just much more likely to have a leak than like your brand new home. Same thing with your older roofs. You get roof rot, and you get instances like that can cause claims. And so insurance companies are a little bit more wary. And so that's what increases your price there.
Yeah, and they factor in zip code as well. So the features of your home might not even matter as much for the rate. It might just be you're in, you know, the pool of large numbers. There's just a lot of claims in that area for whatever reason. So
it could
where
be
you
the
build,
flood zone or
something like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a lot of claims in the past. You might be in a wind pool, something like that. So some of the zip codes are worse than other zip codes, even within just Pensacola.
The good news is you're not stuck. Even if you do, you and I have an older home, even if you do have an older home, there are things we can do in the insurance to counteract that higher rate. So we are really good at looking at other options, working the angles, but we can also change coverages in smart ways that still leave your family protective but maximize your insurance dollars. So if you've got a home and you feel like it's just you're paying too much for insurance, feel free to give us a call. Westmark & Associates Allstate, 850-479-3111, and we'll work the angles for you.
And then there's another trend in real estate right now where a lot of longtime homeowners are going self-insured.
Mm.
shine on that a little bit for me. I mean, I know there's perks to it, but then at the same time, there's a big setback. If there's a catastrophic loss, it's catastrophic.
It's a very dangerous game to play. Mm-hmm. And people think, yeah, I could afford to repair my home if it had a hurricane. Well, what if you have two hurricanes that year? Mm-hmm. You might have the reserves to replace your house once. Do you have the reserves to place it twice? And then we could get hit with a hurricane in the third year. So it's a very dangerous roll of the dice to self-insure. And that it's another important reason. If you're thinking of self-insuring and you don't have a local agent that you trust, that you can talk to, we can be that for you. We would love to be that for you. You can call. You can even text us to our office number. So if you don't want to get tied up on the phone, just text us what you need. We'll get to you as soon as we can. It's 850-479-3111.
And what is the process of self-insuring? How does that work?
Have reserves.
So you're just talking about having an account set aside?
Right. Yeah. You're self-insuring. So should the roof come off of your house tomorrow, you need to have the money to replace that roof.
Okay.
Should you get a flood, you need the money to replace that. And sometimes that can get into the electrical. It all depends on what level of gamble you're willing to take. I mean, there's a certain level of risk with everything. I mean, even insurance, you're paying a certain amount for an uncertain future.
And I'll weigh in there, too, because there's, in my thinking, there are kind of two types of self-insurer. So some people say, my insurance is just way too much. I'm not going to pay for any of it. I'm going to self-insure in total. And to us, that's particularly dangerous because there are things that you don't think about. So Ryan was saying if you have that second storm, but even if you have the first storm, you may have the reserves to rebuild your home, but do you have the reserves to also pay for a new place to live while you rebuild your home? So maybe
that's true.
Yeah.
Relocation or temporary relocation.
Absolutely. And what does that look like if there's widespread damage? So now there's not places to stay in your city anymore. So you're having to commute or you're having to get a higher price of living in neighboring place. So there just can be a lot of unforeseen costs that are really dangerous if you're completely self-insuring. The other one is liability coverage. So you may have enough to, like, okay, I've got $300,000 in the bank. I can build my house back for $280,000. I'm good. But what if someone gets injured on your property? What if you have that neighborhood kid who's 8 years old and has a disfiguring injury and their parents sue you? And now you've got $300,000 as a nest egg, but you have a settlement for $700,000.
Oh, gosh.
So your insurance can help you in those ways that are, we see them every day, but are maybe not top of mind awareness. Talking out of the other side of my mouth here, just to flip, there's another way to self-insure that is less risky. And I think that's to have like a fire policy, your main policy that's going to cover fire and liability, and then to self-insure wind. So a lot of our folks who live on the beach or in Gulf Breeze on the water, the wind portion of their coverage is crazy. And wind coverage doesn't include liability. So if you just self-insure for the wind, for some people that does make financial sense. You still got protection if you have a whole house fire and the whole house is gone. You've got protection for that big liability loss. But if you have to replace your roof or you have a tree go through a couple parts, you know, if your insurance is $8,000 a year for wind insurance, and your roof is $30,000 to replace, you're only paying your insurance for 4 years, before you've coughed up the entire cost of a roof. So for some folks that do have the reserves and they're only self-insuring the wind, it can make sense. And that's something we can look at for you at Westmark and Associates, and have a real frank conversation about what that would look like.
Now, self-insuring is not an option with a mortgage. The lender requires that you carry a insurance policy. So you would have to own your house free and clear in order to actually self-insure. So that's something
that was a question I was going to ask. Okay.
The lender, if you let your insurance lapse, they're going to go out and buy an insurance policy, and they don't always shop to see which way is going to be best for you.
No,
so it's better if you've got a mortgage, you stay on top of your insurance and contact James and the Westmark Associates for the information. These guys are such an asset. When I have questions, I call them and, hey, how would you handle this? Or what kind of quote can I get on that? Or hey, there's all kinds of things that I'm asking them about, and I feel like I'm just wasting their time. But then at the same time, these questions, I mean, it's what they're there for.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So
if I wanted to have my policy that I currently have assessed, I could just come in and talk to you guys and just have you look at it. Does it cost anything to do that consultation?
No. Absolutely free. Yep. We'd love to talk to you.
I charge $10.
Well, I know you charge.
I'm just kidding about that.
The first phone call's free.
Oh, there you go.
But
okay.
Have your credit card ready.
That's the attorneys. Never mind. That's a whole other show. Well, we're talking this morning with Westmark and Associates, Allstate Insurance, James Westmark, Ryan Shy. And this is being sponsored, of course, by our friends at Connell & Company. Such a great service for the community that y'all are doing this and bringing in guests to talk about, in addition to real estate, some of the concerns we have as homeowners right here in Pensacola.
Absolutely. I do sell real estate to my neighbors and my friends. And so I want them to be informed. There's a lot going on here. And top of mind is be safe. Hurricane season's coming, and there's no better way to handle a hurricane than being prepared. Mm-hmm. We can't do anything about stopping it from coming. If we're getting one, we're getting one. It's just our time. But mm-hmm. be ready for that time, and it will shine on the other side. And that's where we all want to be. And then just remember to be a good neighbor, too, mm-hmm. because end of the day, you're going to have to live with these people. One of my recommendations is if you're going to lose all that food in the freezer anyway, mm-hmm. fire up the grill, feed the neighborhood. It beats throwing it away, and boy, do they remember later.
Yes, that's so true.
So
okay.
It's just a fun thing instead of throwing it away.
We are out of time, so give those phone numbers again.
Okay,
for
my
you
name is Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020. My co-sponsor is Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty. Her phone number is 850-292-3165. And thanks to Westmark & Associates for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, everyone. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 9.